Do you like to see your name in print? I know a lot of people who like to see their name written down somewhere. When you come across that and you see that, it's kind of exciting. There's a little bit of pride that wells up inside of you, a little self-accomplishment. We like to see our name written down in print. Some people like to see their name on a flyer or in the newspaper. You like to see your name on a trophy, or a ribbon, or a plaque, or a certificate. It's kind of exciting. The other day I was preaching at another congregation, and when I pulled up to the church building, my name was out there on the sign as the guest speaker. Maybe you've experienced your name in print somewhere. You have a sense of self-accomplishment and self-worth. Well, did you know that at the end of time, your name needs to be written somewhere. It needs to be in print, as it were. And if you're not aware of this, if you're not familiar with this, I want to make you aware of it. I believe a lot of people just simply don't know some things. There's a lot of things in life we don't know, and someone brings that to our attention. What about the most important things involving the judgment day? And one of those things is, friends, your name needs to be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that's what I want to talk about this morning on the Let the Bible Speak program. I'm glad you've joined us, and I hope that this Bible message will encourage you to make your life right with God if it is not. In Revelation chapter 20, I want to begin there this morning. In talking about the judgment day, I want to read verses 11 through 15. You may not be aware of it, friend, but your name needs to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life in order to be in heaven. And when our name is not written there, then we will be in the alternative, which is hellfire. And that's a very important thing. It doesn't matter if we do not have things in this life that have our name on it. Many of us do. But if you went all through life and your name was never written down on anything, if that's possible, it wouldn't matter. What matters is our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We may not have a trophy with our name on it. We may not have a ribbon or a plaque with our name on it. Our name may never appear in the newspaper or online. Our name may not appear on a certificate or on a sign, but our name needs to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That is a must. John writes in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and the death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, even the lake of fire." Now pay attention, verse 15. "If any was not found written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire." Friends, our names need to be written in the book of life. Otherwise, we will be cast into the lake of fire. In ancient times, much like today, one's name was recorded in a book or a register or a roll and carefully kept to identify citizenship. The same is true of our heavenly citizenship. We have a heavenly citizenship if we are a Christian, a faithful Christian, Philippians 3:20. So let's take a look at God's Word, both in the Old and New Testament, and what can we learn about the Book of Life, also called the Lamb's Book of Life. What do we know about it? And is it important? Let's take a look at that this morning. And at the end of the lesson, I want you to honestly ask yourself, is my name written there? If not, what can I do, friend, to help you have your name in print there. That's what really matters. What we're going to learn this morning on the program is four basic lessons. Number one, there is a record of names that exists in heaven. Number two, there are many names that are not recorded in this book. There are billions and billions of people, not only today, a little over 8 billion people in the world, but considering all of mankind that has lived from Adam and Eve to the present day and on into the future until Jesus comes again, many names, many people, but many are not recorded in that book. Number three, some names recorded in that book may be later blotted out or erased. The Bible does not teach once saved, always saved. It's a very important principle. And number four, as we've just read, this book, along with God's Word, will be opened in the judgment day. And we're going to be judged according to our works, good or bad, and is our name written there or not? Four very important lessons. There's a record of names in heaven. Many names will not be there. Some names recorded there may be later erased, and this book will be opened in the judgment day. Will your name be there, friend? Very, very important. You know, when I don't know something, I'm glad, something that's very important to my life, I'm glad when people inform me of that. You may not have known that there is a book of life. You may not have known that your name needs to be written there. I'm here to tell you this morning about it and inform you, and I hope that you'll make the right decision. We're going to look at some Old Testament passage and New Testament passages that speak of the Lamb's Book of Life. And then we're going to close this morning with some lessons from those same verses. We're first introduced to this book in Exodus chapter 32. When Moses comes down from the mountain with the two tables of stone and finds Aaron had let the people loose for a derision, and they're engaged in ungodliness, and Moses prays for the people. And we find in Exodus chapter 32, verse 30, "And it came to pass on the morning that Moses said unto the people, You have sinned a great sin. And now I will go up unto Jehovah, peradventure I shall make atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto Jehovah and said, Oh, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of the book which thou hast written. And Jehovah said unto Moses, Whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. And now go, lead the people unto the place which I have spoken unto thee." We notice some things here. Moses referred to the Lamb's Book of Life, and we noticed that he was willing to be blotted out of that book. That's quite a sacrifice on his part. Forgive them, but if not, blot me, I pray thee out. Notice that your name can be in there. And we're going to see how later in the lesson. But your name can be written in there, but it can be blotted out. And then also notice the condition that the Lord says here, "Whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book." Sin determines whether we are in the book or not, and whether we remain in the book or not. We're also told about this book in Psalm 69 by David. We move ahead some 400 years or so to the time of David. And he mentions this in Psalm 69, if you'll turn with me there. It's comforting to know that there is a book of life and that God remembers. In Psalm 69, verses 27 and 28, "Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of life, and not be written with the righteous." David had been talking about his enemies and those who were persecuting them and those who were living a sinful life, and they were overwhelming him, and it was difficult for him. And he, in one of these imprecatory moments, is allowing or calling upon God to judge these people. And notice, because of their iniquity, that they would be blotted out of the book and not written with the righteous, not come into thy righteousness. So we're beginning to see what allows us to be in that book, righteous living. What causes us to not be in that book is iniquity or sin. And David is very serious about this. This is a judgment that he is calling down upon them. At the end of the Old Testament, we come down another 600 years or so to the time of Malachi. At the end, the very end of the Old Testament, what do we find with regard to the Book of Life? In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16, "Then they that feared the Lord spake one with another, and Jehovah hearkened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Jehovah," or the Lord, "and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith Jehovah of hosts, even mine own possession, in the day that I will make, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serves God and him that serves him not." Well, we're given more information about this book. The Book of Life is not just some random book with some names in it. It is symbolic of God's remembering righteous people. And notice, the ones in this book are, number one, those who fear and respect and reverence the Lord. Fear is mentioned more than once in this text. Number two, those who belong to the Lord. They are the Lord's possession. They've been baptized into Christ. They're a part of God's family. In 1 Peter chapter 2, God's own possession. And then, number three, they are among the righteous. They're right, not because of self-righteousness, but because they've obeyed the gospel plan of salvation and God made them right. And they are not a part of the wicked. And number four, they serve him. Faithful service. Fearing God, belonging to God, being a part of the righteous of God, and serving God. And Malachi, after the Babylonian captivity, there were even some who were unfaithful to God among the children of Israel. And some were even saying, Malachi 3:14, "It is vain to serve God." Can you imagine that? After God has brought you back from the Babylonian captivity, they've been back in the land for about 60 or 70 years, and some of them are already saying again, "It's vain to serve God." Well, Malachi reminds them, no, it is not vain. Those who fear the Lord, belong to him, are among the righteous, and serve him, their names are written in that book of remembrance, and they're going to be greatly rewarded. The wicked are going to burn as a furnace, chapter 4, 1 through 3. The righteous are going to be rewarded in heaven. Now we come to the New Testament. We come to Luke chapter 10, when Jesus was sending out the 70 to preach the word two by two. And they come back and they're excited about the great things that they were able to do in preaching and doing miracles in the name of the Lord. And they returned, Luke 10 and verse 17. The demons are subject unto them. I beheld Satan fallen as a lightning. Lord, even the demons are subject unto us in thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan fallen as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not, that your spirits are subject, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Don't be excited about the fact that you can cast out some demons. That's a great work. What's better than that is that your names are written in heaven. Notice the lesson here of priority. What's most important in life? Not that we've got a great job, not that we've got a great family. Those are good things. Not that we make a lot of money, not that we have the newest iPhone 14 Pro, not that we have the latest gadgets and a nice car and a nice house. What really matters in life, friends, is that your names are written in heaven. Not on a plaque on a wall, not on a trophy. I used to keep some old ribbons that I had gotten for various school projects back in elementary school. And you hold on to those in a box and they get old. My blue ribbons are no longer blue. They're this dingy purple looking thing. And they fall apart. It doesn't matter where our name is written somewhere on this earth. It's written in heaven. That's what matters, friends. And I'm going to help you know how to do that here in just a minute. Paul referred to it, Philippians chapter 4, verse 3. And again, each time we read these passages, we're given important lessons about the Lamb's Book of Life. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 3, yea, I beseech you, true yoke fellow, help these women, for they labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the Book of Life. We've already talked about service back in Malachi chapter 3. Fellow workers, Christians working together with other Christians whose names are in the Book of Life. When Paul referred to it, he spoke of the importance of working together. Are you working together with other Christians, or is it all about just ourselves? The Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 23 referred to the Lamb's Book of Life. And in Hebrews chapter 12, the author is trying to make the point of all the good things that Christians have. The things that Christians have are even better than what Old Testament Israel had. And he's saying, as a Christian, you have come to many important spiritual blessings. And look at what he writes in Hebrews chapter 12, starting in verse 22. You Christians, and he's encouraging them not to fall away, reminding them of what they have in Christ. You are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. They were very much aware of the physical city of Jerusalem and the physical Mount Zion upon which it was built. That's not what the writer is talking about. You're coming to a spiritual entity. It's the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable hosts of angels. Back in chapter 1, those angels are sent to serve Christians. That's why that's exciting. Unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to innumerable hosts of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. That's not Christ. He's described that other places. This is the church of the firstborn ones, Christians who have been born again. And then look at it, who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better than that of Abel. And that blood of Jesus is contacted in baptism. Back in chapter 10, when our hearts are sprinkled from an evil conscience and our body has been washed with pure water, that's where we contact that blood of Jesus in baptism. But look at all these great things that Christians have. Don't give up on that, the author says. Don't throw that away. And names who are enrolled in heaven. We want to be in that book. We want to be in that book. And then last of all, John in the book of Revelation. We already looked at Revelation chapter 20, but look at with me at Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5. Let's go through the book of John briefly. Revelation written by John, written and recorded. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5, speaking to Christians, he that overcomes shall thus be arrayed in white garments, and I will in no wise blot his name out of the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. We already saw back in Exodus 32 and Psalm 69 that one's name can be blotted or erased or taken out. The Bible doesn't teach once saved, always saved. And Christians have to overcome. They have to continue being faithful, and their name will in no wise be blotted out of the book of life. We've got to keep being faithful. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8. Revelation 13 verse 8, speaking of Roman government making war and persecuting Christians. In verse 7, it was given unto him, Roman government, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And there was given to him authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation. Rome was ruling over all mankind at the time. And all that dwell on the earth shall worship him. Emperor worship, pagan, idolatrous, and emperor worship. And all that dwell on the earth shall worship him, everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb. That's why I've called it the Lamb's book of life earlier in the program, that has been slain. People who are living ungodly and worldly lives like they were in the days of Rome, and even today, their names are not written. They're not written in that Lamb's book of life. Friends, we can't just be caught up with the things of the world. We have to obey the gospel and be a faithful Christian as we live in this world. In Revelation chapter 17 and verse 8, again, talking about the wickedness of Rome, described as an adulterous harlot, Revelation 17 verse 8, the beast that thou saw was and is not, and is about to come up out of the abyss and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, they whose name has not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast, how that it was and is not and shall come. People living in the world, they're looking at the rise and fall and the coming again of various Roman emperors. They're just looking around at world events. Their names are not written in the Lamb's book of life. We already read chapter 20. Come with me to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 27. Revelation 21 and verse 7, talking about those who are in heaven. Talking about those who are in heaven. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything unclean, or he that maketh an abomination. That was mentioned earlier in Revelation 21 and verse 8, the abominable. And a lie, that was mentioned earlier in Revelation 21 and verse 8. Look at this. But only they that are written in the Lamb's book of life Friend, you underscore that. No one there shall in no wise enter in. No one is going to be in heaven whose names are not in that book. Only they that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You look at that. Only they. This is an exclusive place. Today, people say, oh, everybody gets to go to heaven. It doesn't matter how you live. Everybody's going to go to heaven. God is a God of love, and heaven's just for everybody. Well, it is offered to everybody. But not everybody accepts the gospel invitation. Only they that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Let that sink in. And then last of all, in chapter 22, Revelation 22 and verse 19. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, the book of Revelation itself, and that principle is applied to all of God's word, God shall take away his part from the tree of life, that's in heaven, where the throne of God is, chapter 22, verse 1 and following. This is talking about heaven. God shall take away his part from the tree of life and out of the holy city, that was described back in chapter 21, heaven, which are written in this book. Friends, you have to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it's very, very important. If we take away from God's Word, we cannot be in heaven. If we take away from God's book, we will be taken out of the Book of Life. So, Moses referred to it, David referred to it, Malachi referred to it, Jesus and Paul and the author of Hebrews and John all referred to it. Is your name written there? Well, somebody says, well, I think it is. I guess it is. I suppose it is. I presume that it is. No, I'm asking, do you know that it is? You must have sin removed from your life, Exodus 32. You must be righteous, Psalm 69. You must fear God, Malachi 3. You must be a disciple, Luke 10. You must be a fellow worker, Philippians 4:3. You must be a member of the Lord's church, the church of the firstborn ones who are enrolled in heaven, Hebrews 12:23. And you become a member of the body of Christ by being baptized into Christ and putting on Christ, Galatians 3, 26 and 27. You must be a Christian that overcomes, Revelation 3. You must stay away from the worldly life, Revelation 13 and Revelation 17. We sing in our song books, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Friend, can you sing this song? You won't be in that roll, and neither will I, if our name is not written there. Let me help you to have your name written there. Only they that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life enter into heaven. Don't just wonder if your name is there and think about it and guess, but know, because you have obeyed the Word of God and you're following it daily each day. If I can help you to do that, friend, please contact us. And thank you for joining us, and have a good day.